Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Rudy here. I'm from Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Can I ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas yet?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. I'm glad that you are registered, okay? Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
To be honest, I've always voted Democrat, but I'm getting older, and so now I'm starting to feel the crunch.
Uh-huh. What do you categorize yourself now? Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I guess if we could still go Democrat, I would probably vote straight Democrat if I could.
And this November's elections, which way would you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz for Texas Senator, and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas? Or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates in, if they are better?
Yes.
The second option?
The two. Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, and or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
Yes.
Should it continue that way, or you think it's time for a change?
I think we should make a change. I'm sorry. I thought that's what you were asking about, a change.
Okay.
Yes, I think
making a change. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? And I'll throw some topics out. You choose one, okay? Would you say it's healthcare costs, funding for public schools and teacher pay, abortion rights, violent crime, the economy, inflation, and jobs, property taxes, gun violence, illegal immigration, and the border? Which one of these would you choose?
Is the number one that
healthcare costs?
I heard all of them. I just think that that we need change everywhere right now. Like, as society, we're failing. We're failing our children. We're failing our elderly. We're failing our veterans. I mean, like, I'm not elderly, I'm not a child, and I'm not a veteran. I'm one that would advocate for others, so that's why I'm saying there's a lot of change that needs to be made.
Okay, all right. And which is the next most important? You said pretty much okay. Sorry.
Yeah,
no,
I would say the least important is abortion rights, because I don't think that anybody should be able to make that choice but the person trying to make that choice, so... I mean, I personally wouldn't make that choice, but I don't think that anybody else should be able to tell me if that's my choice.
Okay, next. Mark your opinion on each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Okay, I'm just going to throw some names at you, and you let me know how you feel about these people. Laurel Jordan Swift, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with who that is.
How about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
Sleepy Joe needs to get his ass out of that office, but I hate Trump, so I don't know how to explain my politics to you, baby.
Somewhat favorable, would you say?
I don't know.
Out of the options that I'm giving you here.
I don't want to take your survey no more. You're giving me a headache.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's move on to the next one. Ted Cruz. Very favorable.
I hate Ted Cruz.
You hate Ted Cruz. So very unfavorable.
I was voting for Roland Gutierrez, and he got beat out by that other gentleman. And
okay. How about Ken Paxton?
And I would be voting for that other gentleman just to get Ted Cruz out.
Got it. All right. How about Ken Paxton? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, Steve Allison. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, good. All righty. How about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know?
Very unfavorable. I don't like Donald Trump.
Okay, Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I would say somewhat favorable.
How about Colin Allred? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know.
Whatever the middle one is.
Okay, somewhat unfavorable. All right. How about Mark LaHood? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or don't know.
I would say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. Moving forward, in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I guess Kamala Harris.
Okay. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, a Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? I also have undecided, by the way.
Undecided.
Okay. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I would pick LaHood.
Okay. Excellent. Next, here's some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates, okay? Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership and government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. On the other hand, Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom for choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, or undecided maybe?
Maybe still undecided.
Undecided, okay. American culture, okay, that's the title, American culture here, and I'm just going to read two different paragraphs, and you let me know which one you choose, meaning that this describes American culture, okay, you give me a choice. The first paragraph says, American culture is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The second paragraph reads, American culture, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. What would you consider to be American culture?
I would choose not to mention to
ideas of equality.
Yeah, I would go with that.
All right, values and freedom. Same idea. I'm gonna read you two paragraphs. You tell me which one defines values and freedoms in America. Okay. Agree with those two agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual racist content. All right. And I have the other options, which reads, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights to or choices dictated by government politicians. Which one of those two would you choose?
I don't know, because I'm not paying attention, because I'm writing to a friend that's in Afghanistan right now. And
okay.
So I'm going to have to let you go.
We only have about a couple minutes left. I mean, this survey is really short. Damn, man, though. Damn it.